Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Richard with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Department of Primary Industries has teamed up with commercial partners to create artificial intelligence designed to provide information about calving rates and disease infestations on large-scale properties. Trailers equipped with a motion detection camera have been set up around cattle watering holes at a research farm in Queensland's Gander. Principal Scientist Paul Stewart says the job of Primary Industries is to try and get ahead of eventual emergency animal diseases. Also in local news, a man has died after becoming trapped under a lawnmower on a rural property west of Noosa Heads. Emergency services were called to the property in Black Mountain after 8:20 a.m. on Saturday, following reports of a trauma incident. According to police, a lawnmower had fallen on top of him. The death comes less than a week after a man died in a separate incident involving a lawnmower in Queensland this week. In national news, a new dating app, Howdy, has been designed for people who live in remote rural areas in Australia, bringing together people who could be hundreds of kilometres apart. Unlike other dating apps, it does not restrict users to a particular radius, which is perfect for a vast country like Australia. There's so many people that live in really random locations across Australia, and there's not that many people out there, creator of the app Mia Ryan said. The app has broadened what it means to find love in unlikely places.
Also in national news, Port Hedland resumed shipping on Saturday after 3 days of closure following Western Australia's cyclone Zelia hitting the state. Port Hedland, home of the largest bulk export port of tonnage, has continued shipping, with the port contributing more than $100 billion to the national economy. Port Hedland is often referred to as the engine room of WA and Australia itself, Kilbarra Port's executive manager Phil Christie has said. It really is something that has to stay in production as much as possible. In international news, mudslides and landslides have hit parts of California that recently faced devastating fires. Southern California has had their strongest storm of the year, following the state's worst fire in history. The storm caused water, debris, and boulders to rush down the mountains, leaving roads and property covered in sludge. Some people were trapped in the mud. A local resident shed, "It happened very quickly, but it was very loud, and you could even hear the ground or feel the ground shaking." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of showers. It is 25 degrees in Brisbane, with the expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.